Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to have a really good shoe. That's what Ed Sullivan used to say. We're going to have a really good shoe. I think it's going to be a good show. I hope so, anyway. There's going to be a lot to cover. I'm going to start off the show that I was married to a chimera. I didn't know what that was. I knew what a chimera was, but I never understood it in regarding to people, men and women. And you could be married to a chimera and not know it. if you don't know what the defining characters are in regarding to what a chimera is. So anyway, I'm gonna start off with a song. Now, they used to do this in church. You remember when you used to go to church and they, you know, we'd sing praises and everything. Well, this is a song. It's more of a rah-rah rally type of song. So I was going to play it in the last show, but I forgot it. I'm going to put it on this show. So hold on. Here we go. We're going to hear a song.
You can stick your new world order up your ass. You can stick your new world order up your ass. You can stick your new world order where the sun don't shine but water. Stick your new world order up your ass. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 90. Together we are mighty. We are the 99%. We'll be arrested in a dressing gown. The Queen will be arrested in a dressing gown. The Queen will be arrested in a, cause she is such a sinner. She'll be arrested in a dressing gown. You can stick your corporation up your ass. You can stick your corporation up your ass. You can stick your corporation. We're a free and sovereign nation. Stick your corporation up your ass. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 90%. Together we are mighty. We are the 99%. There'll be blue skies when the chemtrails are all gone. There'll be blue skies when the chemtrails are all gone. There'll be blue skies when trails and their evil plan fails. These guys when the chemtrails are all gone. You can stick your mainstream media up your ass. You can stick your mainstream media up your ass. You can stick your mainstream media, cause the people we don't need ya. Stick your mainstream media up your ass. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we thank you. rather be a human than a slave. Oh, I'd rather be a human than a slave. Oh, I'd rather be a human. And don't you know that you can rather be a human than a slave? You can stick your great reset up your ass. You can stick your great reset, cause the people, they don't know ya. Stick your great reset up your ass. Sing it, we are 99%. Sing it, we are 99%. Sing it, we are 99%. Together we are mighty. We are 99%.
I think I'd start off with that kind of melodious tune. You know, the last show I talked about, you know, having to deal with feelings and emotions, and this might be a good way of getting people to, you know, hear a message by allowing them to feel good about it. Because, of course, that's what it's all about, right? If it feels good, do it. I want to get into, I start off the show with the Chimera thing, and how I said I was married to a Chimera. A Chimera is something that has more than one set of genetics or one set of DNA. We all have DNA. I'm going to get into fornication. I'm going to get into sex. So for those of you who think that it's okay to go out there and, you know, get it wet one way or the other, well, there might be something more to this than you realize. You know, back in the 60s, for those of us who are ancient fossils from that era, remember the whole concept of pre-sex? We're going to have sex. Sex, if it feels good, do it, baby. You know, knock knees, bump bellies, just get together and get connected. We are now going to exchange DNA. But that's not how it was put. And we had all these TV programs about, you know, lovey, kissy, and babies, and everything was all right and rosy. And the reality of it all was that was the programming to get us all hooked on corrupting the DNA. And we didn't realize that we were actually, by going out there in the fornicating and adultery and everything else, gay sex, lesbian sex, all that, it's all about corrupting DNA and creating a chimera in each other. We went to school, basic biology, you know, and the way they taught it back then, I don't know if they're still teaching it, but if you had 10 partners, and you went out there and you were, you know, Romeo, hot diggity, you know, there they go, you know, happy, happy, happy. And you, your partner had 10 partners. She's out there saying, let's go and try the smorgasbord, all kinds of shapes, flavors, and sizes. Let's give it a go. And you get together. What happens is when you exchange your DNA with each other, all that DNA that she accumulated, you have now accumulated. In other words, if you she made love to 10 people, so have you. You now have their DNA. And if you've had 10 partners and she's made love to you, now she has made love to all those people. She has that DNA. And what happens with all this DNA? Where does it go? You know, what happens? What happens is now, same thing with adultery. You get people getting together, you know, and they're married, and they're not happily married, and they're out there now saying, you know what, I need some spice in my life. I need some variety. I need that change. The old saying used to be, change is as good as the rest, you know, and that meant something else. Those of you from that era of time know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the concept there was that was a violating of the DNA between those two people, because now you have a third strand of DNA that has entered, and again, depending on how many partners that person has, brings that DNA equation into that relationship. So when you're looking at all this, what happens? Okay, now you decide you have found Mr. Right, Miss Right, and you decided you are now going to engage in you're now going to engage in the act of DNA download or upload, depending on how you're looking at it. And now a baby is born. Now that baby is collecting all that data from the two partners. Collecting the data from mom and dad, and they tell you you have this many genes, this many chromosomes, blah, blah, blah. But now you have all these different strands of DNA that's also now going to be inserted into that equation. And now you have a child that may be born with one eyebrow being brown, one eyebrow being black, one eye color being blue, one eye color being green or brown. Skin tone, might half the body might be lighter than the other half. Organs may be different genetic codes on the inside. They have one other way to really fuck up the mankind. I got to tell you, it's a complete fuckery on every level here. And again, we didn't know what we were doing. We just followed television, because television wouldn't lie to us, right? Television would always tell us the truth. See, we were, okay, let me rephrase that. I was stupid. Growing up, I was one dumbass. If you looked up the word dumbass in the dictionary, my face would have been plastered on that definition, because I was a dumbass. Because I didn't have any understanding of, see, God told us a long time ago not to fornicate, not to commit adultery, right? It's all in the Bible. It's just about every belief system out there tells you don't do these things. But we never really understood why. Why would God keep us from something that gives us so much pleasure? We get together and go, ho, 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 and away we go, and there you are. And that's the delight of the night kind of thing. But then when you actually scratch the surface, you begin to understand the wisdom of God here in this matter. Because see, every time we share our DNA with each other and we incorporate that DNA with each other, it creates a whole new dynamic in the procreation process, because now we're adding variables into that equation that were never meant to be there. Give you an example. What if you're out there dating around and you decide to you meet somebody, you say, ho, 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 she's looking good. Ho, 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 he's looking good. And away you go. What if one of those people happened to be a shapeshifter? Boom. You wouldn't know it if it bit you in the ass, right? You wouldn't. Especially the guys. The guys look at, when the guy is turned on, there's three things he looks at. Flower, flower, and flower. And more flour. You know, that's where it's at that moment in time. The other parts of the body are there, but that is the main focus, because now you are entering into the tunnel of love, and now the DNA is about to be shared. So, you wouldn't know it. Now what winds up happening, you got something there that, again, was never, ever meant to be. So when we're looking at this whole dynamic of chimera, and there's all kinds of ways that can happen, not just through sex. Sex is one way, okay? It's not the only way. Now, I've been talking about epigenetics for a long time. Epigenetics basically means anything in the environment that can alter the genetic code. Now, when you are outside and about and you're, in your environment, whether you're out in a rural area, whether you're in a big city, whether you're in the hills of whatever, you're up in the mountains or down by the ocean, there's all kinds of epigenetics that are going to affect the genetic code, always. Now, with the chemtrails coming down and them raining down upon us, life, synthetic life in rain, and variety of variances of different things, it will do a lot of different things to your DNA. It could alter the operation of the DNA. So now you're happily married. Okay, you're happily with somebody. And you are now deciding to engage in this matter of DNA exchange. And this has been your only partner. You're her only partner, vice versa. But now you have been exposed to epigenetic factors that have altered your DNA code, or your genetic code, or your chromosome code. These are all proteins that can be programmed. Okay. You go in and you get a blood transfusion. That too can alter your genetic code and your DNA. But a bone marrow transplant, stem cells. So there's a lot of things out there that they're propagating as healthy and can affect the genetic code, the DNA. Now you look at our food supply. There is no organic. I keep saying it all the time. People keep writing me letters. Well, isn't this organic? And I keep telling them, no, how is this organic? You know, they tell me that they make their own bread. This is what gets me all the time. This is the number one thing I hear all the time. I make my own bread. I make everything from scratch. I look at them and I can't believe what I'm hearing sometimes. So I said, well, where did you buy the food? Where did you buy your scratch to make it with? Well, I went to the grocery store. I went to the dollar store. I went, whatever. I said, now where did it come from before it went to the store? Oh, it was grown out in the farmer's field. Oh. So if it's in the farmer's field and he's spraying whatever on the field, or the farmer next door is spraying what on the field, and you got chemtrails coming down on your food supply, where is the organic? Oh, I never thought of that. I hear that all the time. I understand there's a zeal to go out there and get everything right, but the details are kind of missed out. I went to what comes from the farm, of course. Well, doesn't the farmer spray shit on the field? Isn't the shit coming down from the sky? Doesn't the water got all kinds of crap in it now? I never thought of that. Then the next question I get, what are we supposed to eat? Honestly, that's the way it rolls, but I'm not going to get into that right now, but I'm going to continue with this chimera thing. I'm trying to hit something home here. See, we've been taught, to go out there and sow our oats and all that other bullshit. And the one thing, the Bible says is be fruitful and multiply. I'll tell you why that applies in a lot of ways, because if you're working to establish a certain level of prosperity before you decide to get married, that makes more sense than to try to build from nothing. Because usually when you build from nothing, by the time you build it up, the two people that have worked together to build it up are so wore out, that relationship has died, burned out, or whatever. Now, I'm not saying the other one won't happen with the other case scenario either, but that's one less negative effect that can wear out a relationship. And then things start to, again, go diverge into different directions. We were never taught this. We were taught, go to school, get an education, blah-dee-dee, find somebody, get married, have a couple kids, but nobody told us, well, you got to pay for those. you got to be able to afford to buy a house. You got to afford to be able to, you got to pay for this. See, that part of the equation was left out. The pleasure, the strawberry sundae with pineapple and whipped cream and, whatever delights that go with it, was left behind. A little brandy, whatever. Oh, that's really good. That's what you saw. But to get to that point, you had to be able to afford that. That was left out of the equation. So a lot of times, people got into relationships, and like anything else, it would work for a while. There was that euphoric effect. You got your eyes for each other. Lightning bolts are shooting from your eyes when you see each other. You know, you get together. Pheromones are going at each other. You know, 99 miles an hour kind of thing. Your speed of light. Next thing you know, heart's pumping, blood's flowing, and things go where they shouldn't go at that point in time, but they do. And the next thing you know, DNA is now being exchanged. And then before you know it, whoop, there's a baby. Maybe another one. And now the life's reality sits in. And now the couples are not ready for those children. And as a result, problems arise, stress happens, and there's a collapse. On top of that, you have a child now who's living in an environment that may not be a healthy environment, may have epigenetic factors that are starting to change their DNA. See, it all kind of rolls together, right? And I'm not trying to tell anybody or discourage anybody from doing anything. I'm just trying to give you an idea why we need to protect our genetic code, why we need to protect our DNA. That's the core of everything that we are today. Everything is there. Our code has to be intact in order for our bodies to function correctly. We can give our bodies things to recover, repair, restore. We can give our bodies things to help sustain our DNA. But the one thing you don't want to take is something that's going to give you a synthetic DNA or synthetic RNA that will go in and alter the operating systems of your DNA, causing major epigenetic damage to your very core. And once that starts to happen, it's like trying to run a computer with bad code. You remember Windows 98? Anybody had Windows 98? If anybody had Windows 98, they know exactly what I'm talking about. That was a disaster. That was nothing but bad coded programming. The damn thing never worked right at all. Wouldn't shut down, wouldn't boot up, wouldn't stay booted. There was also all kinds of code disappearing off of this thing. It was erasing itself. I think they built a self-destruct in this thing. Anyway. But that's how, if anybody remembers Windows 98, that's what happens to your DNA. Same thing. The code is no longer intact. The code starts to get corrupted. The code starts to be erased. The code starts losing its integrity. Some of the code isn't fully written correctly. And then the malfunction at the junction starts to happen. And you wind up going into a state of collapse because your operating system is shutting down. That's how important it is to sustain and protect your genetic code. And I'm also talking about this for those of you who are thinking about getting an injection and you're married and your partner doesn't want it, but you do. You have to think, what are you doing? If you get this jab, are you going to now abstain from any kind of intercourse with your wife or husband, depending on the situation? And if you are, can you live that way? And if you can't, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to exist? Or is it going to exist? These are, when you're married, you're no longer a single person or single entity. You still have your individuality, but you also are part of a collective, if you will, you and your other side. Decisions like this have to be made by both partners. And if you wind up getting the jab, how long are you going to live? People are dying already. Today, I just got another report from a U.S. naval ship, 100% injected. They had to be quarantined on the boat, left behind on an exercise because the whole ship was vaccinated and infected. Nobody in the military in their right mind should take these jabs. Nobody. And the military, the personnel of the military needs to take a stand against the authority there in regarding these injections and asked the commanding officers to resign or step down, yet they further perpetuate suicide. Why would you wipe out your own military personnel? It amazes me the self-destruction of the West, the self-destruction of the Commonwealth that's going on right now, right before our eyes. It's unbelievable. Like, they're being dictated to kill their own people. New Zealand, that thing they got down there, I mean, what a piece of work that is. And then you got Australia, they're, I mean, getting romped every which way but loose. You know, Canada's right there. South Africa's getting it as well, you know. Canada, they'll wait a couple more days. We're going to have the PR codes now being brought into Ontario. The FTARD up there decided we weren't going to have passports. Well, no passport. Now we're going to have passports. See, we need to march. Everybody in Ontario, 12 million people, need to get up and march down to Queen's Park and ask them for their resignation. Leave and get arrested. Be charged with treason, be charged with a murder, be charged with bankrupting the province, being charged, and throw their asses in jail, all of them. And every mayor between here and there, same thing. Same thing, throw their asses in jail. Throw away the key. And we get judges in there they haven't been bought and paid for. Or we create a whole new judicial system, one or the other. Because this is murder. Murder. Because not only are we going out to inject people with things, we're going there to create a chimera technology in people. I'm also going to explain why the graphene gets charged and magnetized. Because your body's own proteins produce an electrical charge. Are you aware of that? And the proteins in your body act like transistors. If you act like transistors, it's like it'll supercharge an electrical current. And one protein is like on a nanoscale, produces an enormous amount of power for the size it is. So when it is putting out that power, guess what happens with any metal, not just graphene? They got everybody on graphene. The graphene is going to be graphene. What about thorium? That's in your body as well. How about aluminum? But that doesn't sound so sexy. You know, graphene, that's sexy. Ooh. But aluminum, that's also a conductive material. How about silica? What happens when you combine silica with aluminum? Oh, man, you got a super-powered conductor. How about carbon? Carbon C60, carbon C70, carbon 120. It's all up there, coming down on us. How about that new synthetic life that is a combination of carbon and silica? Your body will charge that up. Proteins, just your proteins. Forget about the ones they're injecting, the PNA that they're putting into people. Look at the proteins that your body produces, the amount of voltage that is required to charge a grid in your body. This is one of the things that powers the replication and the assembly and the repair process of the nanotechnology inside of you. There's this constant charging going on for your body's energy is feeding it. So the electricity you put out is causing these programs to function. When they want to put a chip in you, they're going to put it in places in your body where you produce the highest amount of voltage. According to the bio, it's the right hand and forehead. Imagine that. Walk into a shop, zing, zing. And imagine this for a second. Now, you have a technology, a biogenetic engineered AI operating system in your body functioning in replication, repairing, and assembling inside of you. Creating networks of all kinds using all kinds of materials, not just graphene. All kinds of materials. You go on my site, there's all kinds of stuff in there. You can see where there's metals of all kinds they're using to, again, establish a construct. They're using biofilm, polymer materials, which are proteins, which, again, are utilizing these proteins or polymers to create an electrical charge to further assemble inside of you a network. So, you got this going on inside you. What else is going on inside of you? Think about this. Let's say you have a capacitor or a battery, either one. And you got them connected to 100 different wires going to 100 different light bulbs. And then you got one wire going to the core. Okay? So what happens? Now all that electricity is being bled out into all these other light bulbs, fueling them and powering them up, draining the host. What happens with you? You get very little, just enough to function. And as these things begin to increase their networking inside your body, further damaging your DNA and your genetic code and your chromosomes, what happens? Okay, you now are barely functioning, and as they increase their networking, you become weaker and weaker and weaker. When we're looking at all the different variables that are out here today and what's going on and everything that's affecting your genetic code, you have to start thinking into here and now. The bimbo bozo Hollywood doctors are out here talking about nano, don't have a clue what they're talking about. Most of them don't even recognize what they're discovering. The one doctors in Spain looking at the graphene, not even realizing that that would have had to have been there for at least 2 to 3 years because of the sophistication and the networking that was already there. And that wasn't just graphene. There was iron oxide and more than likely cobalt, which would have increased the magnetic field around the graphene, which then would have increased the capacity for it to not only network, but to hold its constitution. But see, these are things, and what happens with the rest of you, you're like robots. You're like a robot or a computer. You read line upon line. You're like reading syntax code. Syntax code here, syntax, code, reading, you know, left, right, left, right, left. But you don't stop to think what's really happening. They got you following this stuff like a script. And you're not stopping to realize the full impact of what you just read. You just read this like, you know, and walked right over it like a carpet. Because that's how you've been programmed to read and interpret. That's why not many people have critical thinking anymore, because they don't know how to read. When you read something, you have to start thinking, how is this going to be used militarily? Everything that they're telling you about nano is bullshit on every level. Anything that they're doing with people with the nanobiotech, it's being done specifically for bio-engineered nano programmable AI warfare. They're incorporating many different disciplines into the human body. I shouldn't say human body, sorry. Into a person's body in order to activate and access whatever they need from that host. Now they're putting chips into the forehead, so now you can, with a thought, create a tweet on a computer. This is so effing dangerous, it's not even funny. Because what we're seeing going on there is an interface between man and machine. It's more of an integration at that point. And when that gets fully integrated, who wins? Who actually wins? The violation of a person's persona is incredible. They make it sound like it's great. Here's a guy, he's paralyzed, he can't move, he can't do anything. And now with his brain, he can communicate with the computer. That may sound wonderful and grand, but you better think in terms of full-scale war. Some of you don't know how to think that way, and I get that. If they sell you on an idea that this can benefit everybody who has a handicap that's paralyzed or whatever, that sounds really great. The next step then would be get that to everybody else who wants to be hands-on with a computer or with the phone. that sounds, convenient. But at that point, it's now a direct interface or direct integration between you and the genetics that are there. And guess what? You don't win. You just don't win. So when you're looking at this method of marketing, it's always that way. Cell phone was designed to be convenient for everybody, right? Remember that? You don't have to be tied to a cell a landline. You don't have to be tied to an answering machine. You don't have to be tied to, what do you call those things? They used to wear them on your belt, and they would buzz you, and you'd pick it up, and you have to go find the phone and make a phone call. So now, we had 1G, which did very little damage to you. 2G caused genetic damage, could lead to cancer because of the texting. 3G increased the cancer rates because now you can text and you could talk, voicemail, and you had some other things. 4G, you could watch shows and play games and so forth and so on. And each time they upgraded the technology, it created more epigenetic damage, which could cause a chimera in who you're engaged with. It's all been weaponized. Nothing that they have shown us on any level has had any benefit in regarding to not having a side effect. It's all been about, how we're going to take you out. Someone sent me something. It's called Vaccine Prophecy, the 12 Effects of the Jab. Now, normally I don't read prophecies because they can be misconstrued. Sometimes people put out stuff that they think is from God, and sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And sometimes there's no ID to validate the prophecy coming from God. I've had that many a time where people come up to say, God has a word for you, and he wants me to tell you. I say, okay, I want to hear what God has to say, but it better be from him. I need you to validate that. And again, someone does come up to you and says, oh, the word of God, I have the word of God for you. Well, I want to hear some validation. I want to see some ID that's coming from Jesus and not you, And you better have that. And you better not just blindly, because you don't know if someone's getting hit with a frequency, some sort of VK2 frequency or V2K frequency, and they are thinking they're hearing the word of God. Meanwhile, they're hearing the word of the AI, and the AI now is telling you to tell this person what to do. That person does what he thinks is coming from God and is now getting them in all kinds of trouble. So let me read something here. I'm going to read some of this. I think it's a good read. The link will be on there. I'm going to read some of this because a lot of this is validating what I've been telling you for 2 years. And that's one of the reasons why I pulled it up, because I thought, okay, there's something to it, because they're saying, now again, you determine whatever it is you're going to determine. But the data on the genetics and the technology is pretty accurate. Okay, thus saith the Lord, this is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, those proud and difficult, those so stubborn of heart, that no warning is good enough for them. This is the word of the Lord to those who will not listen, who dismiss proof or harm in abundance by calling it rare and isolated, to those who search for data to support error and will not hear any warning or relent on their pride. You shall pierce yourselves with sorrows. Indeed, you have already pierced yourself with sorrows. This is true. A lot of people have died. A lot of people have become disabled. So let me continue. One, you will shake like someone put ice in an ice bath who can't get warm again. Uncontrollable jitters, this is some of the damage, that signals severe damage to your neurological center. If this has already happened, know that you have suffered breach. You have sustained breach to your central nervous system. Just as when a car computer is hacked and leaves the car vulnerable to control by someone other than the driver. You will be exactly like that car, hacked, your internal human software taken over by the iron that mixes with clay. You have received a foreign entity into your bloodstream, and now It will reprogram you until you are fully broken and ruined. And then they go into some details here. Let's see if there's anything else. You'll have neurological failures. Your thoughts will fail you, which is going on. People can't remember shit. That's the disease they got, the RCA disease. CRA disease. CRS disease. Can't remember shit. Yeah, CRS. Your mind will leave you. You will shoot the arrow of thought, but will fall short of the mark. You will not know what you want to say. You will lose the ability to express yourself. Your mind will slowly descend to soup. Forgetful, fearful, absent-minded, you will be a shadow of your former self, thus saith the Lord. Now again, interpret this accordingly. Three, there will be a flood of neurological issues across the world. Those who have taken these vaccines will suffer loss of mental acuity, sharpness, learned skills, and many will not operate at full mental capacity again. They will be a shadow of their former selves, frustrated with life, unable to express themselves, unable to participate conversationally with others, some trapped forever in the dark prison of the mind without words. Let the people hear and beware. Young people will suffer all the symptoms of hallucinations, drug-induced fears, night terrors, and panic. They are skyrocketing. Why would you give your child this shit is beyond me? There will be skyrocketing anxiety attacks and panic attacks. Among the old, the young people especially will be afraid to be left alone, afraid of spending time by themselves. The younger they are, the greater the fear will be. People will be seeing things. They will be like people on magic mushrooms or some other hallucinogens. They will actively be seeing things, yet they will have clean bloodstreams, no drugs or anything else to cause hallucinations. They will describe what they're seeing and experiencing, yet everyone will think they're hysterical. They are not. They see what they see for good reason. The veil of the mind and the spirit has been breached. They will wake screaming in the rooms, talking of other people being there, other entities being there, calling them, approaching them, and interacting with them. These vaccines will rip and weaken the spiritual divide between humanity and fallen angels, humans in the fallen realm. People will begin to perceive the spiritual realm clearly as they've done hard drugs or indulged in yoga or meditation or some other forms of mind-altering ritual to escalate themselves from real world into the tampered, forbidden realm where people can see, interact with, and summon spirits and other unclean supernatural beings. Children and young people especially will have this reaction to the vaccine and will see unclean things clearly without the aid of drugs. Young will have vivid experiences with fear and terrors, nightmares. These things are called night terrors and are real experiences. Let's see here. There's a story about a young boy in his late teens playing a football player, and when he got home, he would not let his mother go. He was so afraid to go into an 18-year-old. Okay, now we're not talking 5 or 6, an 18-year-old. And because he thought there was something there. He saw two images standing there, waiting, just waiting for him to be alone. Anyway, 6, you will have what is known as early onset dementia. Again, it will be shockingly apparent. Even the young people whose minds are normally fresh and active, they will be so forgetful to the point of elderliness. They will be slow, confused, forgetful, and anxious as the elderly when they are losing their memory. To the patients who have carried their children to take those vaccines, the Lord says directly, this is the evil outcome of trusting in idols rather than to know him. Seek him and commit your children to him for safekeeping. Trusting in idols. Fauci is an idol. People have hung on his bullshit for the last 2 years. Bill Gates is an idol. Biden is an idol. Trudeau is an idol because people listen to these tards who don't know anything from anything, and all they've been doing gleefully is sacrificing your offspring, sacrificing you, sacrificing your grandparents and your fathers and mothers, your elderly, wiping out people of different ethnicities and cultures, natives in North America being blighted over this shit. because the idols in Parliament, the idols in D.C., the medical idols that are running around propagating the safety of these injections, that's who everybody's following, the children of Baal, the children of Belial, children of Moloch. That's what they're following. The Lord says, if I do not keep a city, it will be lost. If I do not keep a people, they will be swept away. Therefore, why have you hated me and replaced me with idols of serpents and medical establishments? Why have you hated my presence and counseled your children so that I can be forgotten? You shall reap what you sow. You know how when you're growing up as a child, and, you know, a child loses his tooth, and you say, the tooth fairy is coming. You're right away, you're teaching your child to start looking for something demonic. It's not harmless, really. When my kids grew up, I never told them about Santa Claus. I told them Santa Claus was bullshit. The reason why I did that, somebody said, oh, that was cruel. You took away their joy. No, I didn't take away their joy. I reinforced their joy because I told them that Grandpa had to work a double shift in a factory that he hated being in so that he could afford to buy them those nice toys on Christmas Day. So instead of thanking some imaginary demon and Santa Claus, basically a Satan Claus, or maybe that Claus guy is Santa Claus. I just thought about that. You know that Claus guy in Europe there? Santa Claus, Satan Claus. Hey, maybe that's him. Okay, so instead of thanking some imaginary bullshit, I had him thank his grandfather so that he would appreciate his grandfather more. The fact that his grandfather put the sacrifice there so that that child could have that gift and that created a better bond with him because he appreciated his grandfather that much further. So that's how I raised my kid. I didn't tell him no bullshit. I didn't tell him anything about a tooth fairy. F that, you know. So one of your parents are putting a quarter under your to take that tooth. tell your kids the truth. Don't get them believing some horse shit. That's where it begins. Because once they start believing that lie, they'll start believing other lies. And then you lose some credibility as well when you tell them this horse shit. Because not that it's mom and dad telling me some bullshit. Yeah, this is what goes in their head. Tell them the truth. You know, anyway. Laura says that even if it takes 10 years, you shall see the outcome of these vaccines and the harm they will cause. So, you know, 8, the Lord said, Gillian Barr, she said, didn't know what that meant. 9, the Lord kept showing me people as cars, you know. And this is the other thing. Talked earlier about tweeting with a chip in your head. Imagine now you got a car that's using frequencies to operate and decides to hack your chip in your head. What happens between you and that car? You are now one with the machine. The Lord said there will be painful skin eruptions and sores. You will have sores, painful sores, some dry and crusted, some open and weeping. You shall have skin bruising, large blue, purple, or even yellow or black patches that show up overnight with power to spread. It is a necrosis. Your skin will rot. It will turn black in some places because of the internal damage to tissues and will not be reversed. Dead skin tissues will stay dead and in some cases may even spread. That is your zombie apocalypse. That is the nano operating systems, the AI operating systems, absorbing your DNA, turning you into a peripheral. That's what that's all about. 11, you will stink. You'll have a different smell, not normal body odor. You will smell different even to your pet, which will not want to be near you anymore because it will not recognize your scent as before. You will break the thermostat. In other words, the heat and the hot flash, it says here, you will be very hot and sweaty. Men and women like severe hot flushes, but in the vaccine destroying your immune system. You will have a hot flash as a woman. You will have a hot flash as a man. You will be unregulated body temperatures. You will feel very cold, be unable to keep warm. You will be shaking on summer days with chills and fevers. This will result of the vaccine. This is the one thing that I got out of all this. Everything she is saying will happen. If you are around long enough, which I doubt most of you will be, a lot of you will be dead who've taken these jabs. And a lot of you may have some of these symptoms as a result of the jumping because you're not disengaging it before it has a chance to engage. This is the perfect means of possession. See, if you accept this tech, this demonically programmed tech, you are now incorporating a biological weapon incorporated with an artificial intelligence technology that now can access your operating system and take you over. This is possession. And when you read the Gospel in Luke, I think it's Luke, where Jesus had met that man called Legion. It sounds a lot like Legion had been possessed by some kind of AI intelligence. People think, well, they never had it back then, didn't they? There's a lot about our history we don't know. And we're assuming a lot because we read the Bible and we don't see certain elements that may or may not have been there. But the resets have been going on for the last millennia, if we've been here that long, we've had the same tech over and over, and this is a rerun. We are on a rerun. I was just saying that to a buddy of mine the other day. Doesn't it feel like we're on a rerun? I've been looking at some of the early architectures of buildings and structures just in the last 100 years. They were all energy collectors, every one of them. All the churches, all the spires were collecting energy from the atmosphere. They were powering a lot of their devices with that very energy. And today, we are being held hostage by the hydro companies, which are probably doing the same thing. They're getting the free energy and charging it to you. When we're looking at a lot of the ancient history, I was looking at something the other day called an analog computer. Did you know the analog computer dates way back to almost the 12th century? An analog computer. They were using it to measure the waves and the ebb and tide of the ocean. And up until the Second World War, the United States used an analog computer and attached it to their anti-aircraft weapons. They said during the First World War, to bring down one airplane, they used 3,000 bullets. 3,000 bullets to bring down one airplane. Boy, talk about not being able to shoot straight. With the Second War, with that analog computer, which was the same design and technology from way back in the day, slightly modified, 90 bullets. 90 bullets compared to 3,000. Imagine that. Don't think for 1 minute that all this shit that we got today that we call technology wasn't here before. It was. It got buried in the reset. It was brought back. And all we've been doing is a rerun. It's all we've been doing. Rerun after rerun after rerun. Generation after generation after generation. Nothing but one big effing rerun. And we're now back to 1920. Just like in 1920, they started that bullshit with the Spanish flu. Oh, the Spanish flu, it's going to kill you. Ooh, put on a mask. You got to have papers. You got to make sure you have your PCR code. You got to make sure you walk. All this shit. Someone sent me something today. I hadn't had a chance to look at it yet. They said that they found Skype back in the 1930s. That Germans already had this technology of the internet. You don't hear about that, do you? So I got to check it out. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check it out. I got a lot of information, so I had to get a show, and I wanted to get done a little earlier today, and I wanted to get this out about the chimera and the genetics and try to hit home. If it's in your pants, keep it there. Let me put it this way. I know it's difficult, and I know it's hard, and I know you get into that whole, you know, you're climbing the walls if you don't get it, because, you know, especially if you have indulged in engaging in DNA exchange. But understand that your DNA is what, that's the prize. That's the prize. Your DNA, your genetic code, your chromosomes, your protein, everything about you is the prize. As I said to you before, if a protein that's on a nanoscale can produce high voltages, imagine what your cells can do. You have 7 octillion cells, and each cell has the power of a nuclear bomb. That's a lot of power. You know what the problem with us is? We don't know who we are, what we are, or what we're capable of. Jesus was trying to show us that we had faith, we could move a mountain. I believe we probably could literally move a mountain, but we don't know how. We don't know how to believe. We don't know how to have that kind of faith. You know, so like I said, he was trying to present that to us. That's why I always tell everybody, read the Gospels, read the Gospels. Because there's a lot there that if you take it and read it and not fall for the religiosity of the Gospels, but the actual Word of God and how he's talking, what he's defining, what he's describing, you might see things in a whole different light. God gave us the ability and the power. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Holy jumping. I mean, because we got that connection with God. We don't know. We're stupid, literally. And even if we did know the power, we wouldn't know how to use it. Really, we wouldn't know what to do. Yeah, I got the power. What do I do with it? I don't know. How do you activate it? I don't know that either. Can you control it? Don't think so. That's a lot of power. But imagine that, you know. When we look at the biblical history, men and women lived up to about 900 years. Why is that? A lot of it is because they didn't have the epigenetics around it that would cause them to hyperaccelerate their aging. That came down the road. We should all be living to about 120, average age, just like the Hunsas are doing right now in parts of Russia. By the way, they eat meat. For those of you who are being, that's because they don't eat meat. Yeah, they eat meat. That's why they live that long. I've yet to meet a vegan live that long. I never read of any vegans that have lived that long, you know. Even in the Old Testament, they were eating meat, you know. So, I don't know. Like I said, I get kind of wondering about these people. Someone's got a brain cell short of a deck there or something, you know. But anyway. But see, in today's time, it don't matter if you eat meat or you don't eat meat, eat fish or you don't eat fish, eat a cauliflower or don't eat a cauliflower. It's all been corrupted. It's got genetics in the food. Doesn't matter if it's a vegetable or a meat product. That's why you have to start thinking in terms of detoxing what you're eating. Removing the excesses that you might be accumulating. Take the load off your liver. Take the load off your lymphatic. Take your load off your spleen. Clear up the receptor sites in your body. This is what you got to start thinking. See, we all like to indulge. You know, everyone likes to indulge. I got friends of mine, you know, they know they're not supposed to eat bread, and they go out and buy a pizza because they have a craving for pizza. I get that, you know. The only thing I really crave these days is tomato paste, but I haven't found a tomato paste that I feel comfortable with because I don't know. I got one coming from Iraq, but I don't know what they're spraying over there. And it comes in glass, which is one of the things I do like about it. It's not in tin. But I got to grow my own tomatoes and make my own paste. That's the only way I can see that it'll be safer. Because the tomato has lycopene in it, and most men need that lycopene. And again, being Mediterranean, I mean, I grew up with that stuff, so I haven't eaten it in a long time. So once in a blue moon, I have a craving for that. Not for pizza, but for tomato paste. So anyway, the point I'm trying to get across here on all this, in all of this, is that we are dealing with things that have been designed to disengage us or mutate us. The mutation levels on this is just unbelievable. When you sit there and think from the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, till current time, all the bullshit that we have been dealing with, all the programming, all the nonsense that we've had in regarding to our genetics, food supply, it has been uncannily programmed and planned for a long time. And the only reason why this stuff work so well is because they've done this before. They've done this other places, and it's the Second World War, obviously, never ended. It was postponed in Europe, and it was moved elsewhere. It was moved in the Middle East. It was moved in South America. It was moved in Africa. It was moved all over the place. You know, Iran, Iraq, and all these other places. The Second World War has never stopped. Now, we're going to trigger, and the Second World War has been going on, and it phased into a third world war when they started bringing in technology, energy weapons, mind control weapons, frequency assaults. You know, when they brought in those cell phones, that was World War III. Targeting the DNA, incorporating an attachment to the device to the DNA, so that now they can program you. Television having Blu-ray or blue beam technology. Now we're having 7G with the Wi-Fi and the Li-Fi, producing a black light technology, which then can now access your brain on the most traumatic level. We are in a war, period. We're in a war. This bullshit that's going on right now with the vaccines and us, you know, PR codes and QR codes and all that other horse shit, that's the manifestation of the war. That's the actual manifestation of the war. And it's going to be global. The first wave may hit North America. The second wave may hit Europe. The third wave may hit the Middle East or the Baltics. The fourth wave, the East Bloc. The fifth wave, the Far East, Near East. Sixth wave, maybe Africa. Seventh wave, you know, well, I think Australia and New Zealand are already ahead of everybody with all these waves anyway. Then the eighth or ninth wave in South America and the Caribbean. You know, it just goes in a wave. So as one country does one thing and they can't, and they screw up or they don't get it right, then they go to another country and they tweak it. Try this to avoid that. Try that to avoid this. You know, that kind of nonsense. We are in a war. And it's a beauty. Gotta say, it's a beauty. And we don't really know when it's going to end either. So as I always say at the end of these shows or near the end of these shows, I always say, you know, perhaps, you might want to read the Gospels. You know, perhaps you might want to read what Christ had to say. There's a lot there that's being said that if you've never read the Bible and you're ready to criticize the Bible for whatever reason and you've never read it, then my humblest opinion, you're an ignorant ass because you've never read the Bible. I can't make a comment about the Quran one way or the other because I never read it. I've read some of it, but, you know, I, from what I did read, I just put it down. It wasn't for me. Now, I'm not saying anything one way or another, but in order to criticize something, you have to at least read it. Not everything is going to work for everybody, period. But you owe it to yourself to read this because there may be some messages in here that are going to inspire hope for you, may inspire some venue there that you may have overlooked. So everybody wants to run to the Eastern religions and Eastern philosophies. They think they're better. But there isn't any philosophy or religion out there that has been some way, somehow, somewhere have been corrupted. There isn't. I personally don't think the Bible has a problem. I think where the problem lies is the teachings that are coming from the Bible and how they're being interpreted and how they're being presented. And who's presenting them. Yeah, in the Christian faith, which I can speak of on some level, you got all kinds of chaos and pandemonium. One wants to believe in the laws of Moses. I don't understand that one, never could. One wants to believe in, you know, some sort of philosophical horse hockey. No relevance, whatever. Some are even wanting to take Jesus out of the whole equation. They're like, really? The foundation of Christianity or the foundation of that faith is going to be removed? Okay. Some things don't make sense. Okay? Some things just don't make sense. But in order for all of you to make a proper judgment, Bible says don't judge by appearance, judge rightly. Well, then read it. What do you got to lose? I tell everybody, you've read everything else. You've read all kinds of New Age shit. A lot of it didn't work for a lot of you, and you walked away from it. A lot of you read a lot of the Eastern religions and Eastern philosophical mysticism shit, and that didn't work for a lot of you, and you walked away from it. You know, some of you may have read the Bible and walked away from it. That's possible, too. You know, it happens. But I would encourage you all to read the Gospels. Don't read it from some churchianity. Don't read it from somebody up in some TV evangelical bullshit. Just like you got medical bimbos, you got, you know, preacher bimbos on television, and all they're there for is to make money. God will use them. I mean, God used the jackass to stop a madness of a prophet, so he'll use these guys too. But again, read it for yourself. That's where I'm coming from. All righty, as I always state in these shows, there are people above in the directory here that are trying very hard to help you all in whatever shape or form they can. So if you can help them financially, anybody there, including myself, if you want to help financially, that's fine. Do so. If you can't, you're broke, just quit your job because you won't take the jab, whatever the situation may be in your economics, you know, I'm encouraging you to get prepared and have food for on your table and take care of your families. If you can't give and you can't help financially, then please share the information. Share the data. Share it with your friends. Now that's the best thing you can do. So from that point, I always say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.